This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget today. I love bringing you these words, and we're doing a series right now. If you've missed any of it, you can always pick it up again on Podbean, www.podbean.com. And you can go there and search for Worship Radio 247. You'll find all our podcasts there. And these are the latest ones. Today, we continue our study in our series, God Accepting Me. And we're at part 62 today. And we're looking at Philippians, the fourth chapter, and verse 6 and verse 7. Just listen to what Paul says to the church in Philippi. He says, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for what He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus." Wow. Just think about that. Let those words sink in a little. Paul is saying, we are not supposed to worry about anything. You see, we are not built to worry. That's not how God made us. God made us to be reliant on Him. God made us to trust completely in Him. That's how He made us. That's how we're made up. And therefore, when we spend our time worrying, it does no good at all. I want you to think of something that you've been worried about recently, and I know you have. I get worried sometimes myself, and I kick myself when that happens, because I know it's not of God. I know it's of the evil one. Think of a situation you're going through or you have been through. I'm thinking of one right now, which is very, very close to my heart. Think about that situation hard. Think about how much you worried about it. You continually worried about it. And the worry was getting you down. And it was changing your perception of life. In actual fact, the worry was changing your personality, because your mind was so concentrated on that worry, you weren't thinking about anything else at all. That's all you thought about, day in, day out, and your family and your friends noticed it. But Paul is saying, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Now, if I'm worried about something and I'm going to continue to worry about it, I can't change it. Whatever the situation, whatever the circumstance you've got, you tell me any time that you've been worried and your worry has helped the situation. Are you hearing me today? Your worry cannot possibly help the situation, whatever you find yourself in. It doesn't matter what it is, it cannot help. Perhaps you've been given a report by the doctor, and the doctor has said that you have a deadly disease. Well, beloved, listen to me. If that's the case, and you've got a deadly disease, there's nothing you can do about it. You can't change it. You're not able to change it, so what can you do? What must you do? I'll tell you. It's really simple. You pray about it. You pray to Almighty God. Father, you say this. Father, I've been given this report from the doctor, and it doesn't look good, Lord, but it's in your hands, no one else's. It is in your hands. And from this day forward, I will not worry, but I will constantly look toward you and keep my eyes focused on you, Lord. And whatever is your will be done. The worry has to go in the name of Jesus. The worry is never going to change anything. And Paul is saying, don't worry about anything. Instead, watch, pray about everything. Everything that is going on, pray. You see, the Lord already knows, but he wants to hear from you. Paul goes on to say, tell God what you need. And here's a biggie. And thank him for all he has done. And I would even advocate that you thank him for stuff that he hasn't even done yet. Because the communication is important here. You are communicating with Almighty God. You're telling him what you need. And you're also saying, thank you, Jesus, for everything you've done for me. Because you have done some incredible things for me. You know, I was in a situation a little while ago where I had to sell my house. And it was touch and go whether it was going to sell or it was going to be repossessed by the bank. But when I prayed about it, as we began this whole process, I felt God say very clearly, I've got this. So during the months that ensued, yeah, I was a little bit worried now and again. It got a bit shaky now and again. But God kept saying to me, I've got this. I've got this. And the truth is, he had it. All along, he had it. And I know that in your situation, whatever it is that is worrying you right now, God is saying to you, my child, I've got this. I have got this. Tell God what you need and watch. Thank him for what he has done. Then, says Paul, then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. That's really important. This peace that you're going to feel as soon as you stop the worry, as soon as you give it all to God. Lord, I can't deal with this. This now belongs to you. I pray in Jesus' name you would take it from me right now. Take it now, Father. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done for me and everything you will continue to do for me, because you are my Papa. Let that peace come, Lord. And you will start to feel that peace. That peace that passes all understanding. A peace you can't figure out yourself because you don't know why you're feeling it, but you know that you are feeling it. And what's that peace doing? It's not just making you feel good. Beloved, that peace is guarding your mind and guarding your heart. We know the heart is a deceptive instrument, a deceptive tool. We know that. The heart can deceive. But this peace that descends not only guards your mind, but it guards your heart as well. Are you getting this? No more worry. All the worry goes in the name of Jesus. Oh, beloved, if I look back over my life and I try and figure out how many times I've been worried. Oh, many, many, many times. And what I see now is very clearly that worry is a waste of time. If you have given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, then I am telling you, worry is a complete and utter waste of your time. Waste of your strength, waste of your resources. There is no need to worry because God has got you in the palm of His hand. He tells you today, right now, during this message, I love you, my child. I love you so much that 2,000 years ago, I sent my only son to die on the cross for you, so that you and I could be reconciled through the power of the Holy Spirit. And now I can tell you, I love you unconditionally, and I will never let you go. I will hold you in the palm of my hand forever and ever. So what have you got to be worried about? As I'm bringing this word, I know you're listening intently and you're saying, David, this message is for me. Yes, beloved child, this message is for you. So listen intently. If you never listen to another word I say, listen intently today, because this for you is revelation knowledge. It is changing your perception. Paul tells us in Romans, the 12th chapter and verse 2, let God change the way you think. Let God change the way you think. There's a lovely expression, let go and let God. And that's what He wants to do. He wants to hold you in the palm of His hand. He wants to take your life, not just a bit of it, but every tiny scrap of it. He wants to take every single tiny bit of your life. And He wants to love you and care for you. He wants you to look at Him as a little child would look toward a parent. He wants you to look at Him and be completely trusting in Him. He wants you to look at Him and be completely open to what He wants you to do. He wants to mold you like a piece of clay and turn you into the child that He created, the blueprint of which He's looking at right now. As He gazes at you, He looks at the blueprint of what He made and He says, there's my child. Just need to do some tweaks here and there. Just need to take away this worry in you. And that will go. And when that worry's gone, I can give you peace. I can give you perfect peace. In that worry, there was fear. But the Lord says to you, perfect love casts out fear. There can no longer be any fear in you because my perfect love is pouring into your heart and into your soul and into your mind. And the peace that I bring you is protecting not only your mind, but your heart. That is the power of the gospel. If you want to make a decision right now, that you are not going to be worried any longer. You are not going to be in fear any longer. just raise your hand and say yes. If you can't raise your hand, just say the words yes. And if you can't say yes out loud, then say it in your heart. Just say yes. Heavenly Father, I want to pray for your children who have just said yes right now. Lord, take away the worry, I pray, in the name of Jesus, and let it be replaced by your perfect peace. And Father, I pray in Jesus' name earnestly that you would guard their hearts and you would guard their minds with this perfect peace. And the pain and the suffering of worry goes now in the name of Jesus. I believe someone listening to this program right now has been worried because your child has gone and left this life. And you've been worried that your child is not with the Lord. I am here to tell you, no more will you worry. For the Lord says to you, I have your child. Oh, that's powerful. In the name of Jesus. So what you've got to do is you've got to thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for everything you've done. Thank you, Father God, for this word. Thank you for changing my perception. Thank you, Lord, for changing the way I'm thinking now. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Listen, if that was you, I want to hear from you. And I want to hear as quick as you can possibly get to an email account. Send me an email to studio@worshipradio247.org. Worship Radio, studio@worshipradio247.org. And just say, the worry is gone. Amen. That's all I want you to say. Send me that email now. Amen and amen.